What's happening, everybody? My name is Damon Phillips with The Giant 90.9, and I have something of an obsession with audio. I've always loved working with audio, and one of my favorite things to do is voiceover. Because of this, I've gained a lot of knowledge over the time I've done this, so I want to spread this knowledge as best as I can. Today, I want to discuss really small things that can make a big difference on your voiceover and improve it. Largely, these are things that anyone can do with equipment everyone doing voiceover should have. And this actually brings me to my very first piece of advice, and this is really small and very cheap, but makes a massive difference to your recordings. And that's a pop filter. If you don't own a pop filter, you really need to get one. I've seen too many people say a pop filter is completely useless, to which I say these people are completely wrong, and are just looking at the base use of a pop filter, which is to manage plosives. However, there are several uses for a pop filter that makes your takes more consistent and better sounding. Though it is true that pop filters can and will save takes, I know they've actually saved takes for me a lot of times just saving on plosives. Plosives, in case you don't know, are massive puffs of air that go into the microphone and just kind of irritate the diaphragm. They don't sound very good. I mentioned consistency while talking about pop filters. What I mean by this is a sort of set it and forget it kind of attitude with your pop filter. Set your pop filter up at a distance from your microphone that when you record, your mic and your voice sounds best, and use your pop filter to keep at that distance. For me, what I do is I set my pop filter a little bit away from my microphone, and then I basically am touching my nose to the top of the pop filter where it's not touching the fabric, but this way I know I get a clean and consistent voice throughout the entirety of the voiceover. Pop filters are most likely something you'll have to order online, but there are several options out there that cost around 10 bucks, or if you want to be really fancy, the Pop Audio Studio Edition is a very nice pop filter set that has three pop filters with a sort of hinge arm that's very useful. However, this thing is around 100 bucks. So go with one of the cheap options for now. You won't be disappointed. My second piece of advice is to use your chest voice. This is something that I've found does a lot of good for me personally, and it works really well for male voices because it gives a sort of authority to the voice that can be very attractive in voiceover. Now, if you don't sing or you're still new to voiceover, then this term might be a little bit confusing to you. What I mean by using your chest voice is to use your voice in your lower register. I'll share advice on how to do that in just a moment, but first, why is using your chest voice better than using your throat or head voice? The number one thing is how your chest voice actually wears your voice down less than any other style of using your voice. You'll be able to talk for longer, I don't need as much breath whenever I'm using my chest voice as opposed to my throat or head voice. And as I said before, it actually lowers your voice down a little bit and gives it a bit of authority, especially for male voice artists. For how to use your chest voice, if you don't know, sit up or stand up straight and tuck in your stomach a little bit while you speak. It's very simple and can make a good difference. My third tip actually is kind of a general life tip, being that the nature of it. And this is simply to drink water before and during your recording sessions. If you ever find you have a little bit of a break in your recording session, take a little bit of a drink of water and go along with your take. This makes your voice more clear and keeps you hydrated more than any other drink. And to avoid sounding like a broken record, because I know you've heard about this more and more and more from everywhere, that water is the best thing to drink, I'll drop this topic and move on. Next, my fourth tip is to just simply learn your software of choice. Whether it be Reaper, Adobe Audition, or even Audacity, you can do amazing things with any digital audio software. You just have to be willing to learn it. There are several ways to do this, whether it be by trial or error, or learning on YouTube. There's always a way to learn your DAW. As for what DAW you should use, this is really up to you. It's entirely dependent on budget and what you've had previous experience with, or anything of that nature. Audacity is really good if you don't have a lot of money to spend on a digital audio software, while something like Adobe Audition is very professional, and it's actually what I'm using to record this right now. And then there's Reaper, which I use at home, and it's not very expensive, and it's very customizable, and I find it's the best digital audio workstation I've worked with personally. However, this is entirely up to personal preference. And for my final piece of voiceover advice for this is to simply find your voice. This is voiceover. Your voice is important. Don't just get behind a mic and expect to sound good right off the bat, because you'll be sorely disappointed. Find your voice. A big thing that I found that helps is recording in a variety of variations on your voice and finding out which one sounds best. This helps by getting a voice that sounds good that you can use on nearly any form of voiceover, whether it be advertisements for a radio station, drop-ins, or even long-form narration. Find a voice. It's very, very worth it. Also, keep in mind the market you're in. It won't always be easy, but stick at it, and it just might be worth it. Voiceover can be a very, very enjoyable business to be a part of. If you really want to break into voiceover work, then work at it and stick to it. It's more than possible. You just have to be willing to go for it. And this wraps up all the advice I wanted to give for this. As always, I'm Damon Phillips with The Giant 90.9, signing off.